Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, December 4th, 2025. Former Maine Secretary of State and State Auditor Matt Dunlap, now a candidate for the U.S. Congress for Congressional District 2, is holding a town hall meeting tonight in Bangor, rescheduled from earlier in the week due to the storm. The announcement reads, quote, "I'm excited to invite you to a town hall in Bangor. This is a chance for us to sit down together, talk about the issues that matter most to Maine families, and hear directly from you. I'll share my vision for Maine, answer your questions, and I'll listen to your concerns. I've always made it a priority to be accountable to voters, and I look forward to having an open conversation with you. I hope you can join me. Bring your questions, ideas, and your voice," end quote. The Dunlap for Congress Town Hall will be held in the Minsky Lecture Hall at the Bangor Public Library tonight from 6:30 to 7:30. The Witherly Library in Castine has two children's activities scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, Friday, from 3 to 4 p.m. in the children's room at the library. Hannah Sweet will be helping kids 8 and older make winter stationery. Using stamps and paper collage, they'll make winter greeting cards to send to friends and family. All supplies will be provided. And then from 3:30 to 4:30, the Witherly invites people of all ages to, quote, "take in the glistening winter night as you follow the story of Bear and Wolf by Daniel Salmieri on a self-guided lantern walk," end quote. They say lanterns will be provided along with gentle lighting along a groomed path. The story walk begins at the corner of Court and Spring Streets in Castine, and again, that starts at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. For more information, please contact Deborah Arado at the Witherly Library. That's Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at witherlylibrary.net. As always, I will put these links and contact information in the description of today's program on the archives at weru.org in case you missed something and you want to follow up. In Bar Harbor, the Island Arts Association, IAA, is celebrating their 50th anniversary season with their annual holiday craft fair. IAA was founded in 1975, and the holiday craft fair was the fair that started it all. The fair includes 35 juried local artists exhibiting their creations for sale, along with concessions by the MDI-YWCA. Raffle tickets may be purchased during the fair for a chance to win raffle baskets, with proceeds going directly to YWCA. Items and gift certificates for the raffle baskets are donated by generous local businesses and artists. Artists of the IAA work in various mediums, including pottery, fiber arts, bookbinding, woodworking, jewelry, painting, photography, scrimshaw, glass blowing, sculpture, and more. The Island Arts Association is hosted by the YWCA MDI, whose mission is eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, and freedom and dignity for all. The IAA organizes craft fairs on MDI to provide opportunities for local artists to exhibit and sell their creations. Beyond the operating costs of the craft fairs, funds raised by the IAA each year are donated to the YWCA MDI. The 2025 Holiday Craft Fair will start tomorrow, Friday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and continue over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Atlantic Oceanside on Eden Street in Bar Harbor. And finally, Rockland's Emergency Warming Center will be open today and tomorrow at the Flanagan Community Center from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. both nights. They offer warm supper, showers, comfortable bedding, and breakfast to guests, and all are welcome. Again, that's at the Flanagan Community Center. Entrance is through the double doors at the rear of the building. It opens at 7 p.m. each night. And if you have questions or transportation needs, you can contact Jessica by text or phone at 230-4258. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, stay warm. I'll see you tomorrow.